Back to school.
I know, right?
It's always a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And for parents of kids with autism, it's a whole other ballgame. Planning, worrying,
yeah,
all of that. So we're doing a deep dive today on this guide, Communicate Effectively with Teachers. It's for special needs parents, and it's got some great stuff. One thing that really jumped out at me was how much it focuses on really understanding your kid's communication style.
Yeah, and not just understanding it, but like figuring that out before school even starts.
Exactly. Get ahead of it.
It's so key. It's like we need to meet the child where they are, you know, not where we want them to be.
Totally. And it's interesting because that ties into this whole idea of autistic joy, right? For anyone listening who's maybe newer to this, autistic joy is all about like celebrating those unique interests autistic people have, their passions, the things that light them up.
Absolutely. And the guide makes this connection, which I love. If you can understand how your child communicates best, you can tap into that joy more, both at home and at school.
So true. And you know what else I thought was genius? This whole everything document thing. Tell me more about that.
Okay. So imagine this. You create this document for your kid's teacher, right?
Yeah.
And it's like this go-to guide all about your child.
Okay, I like it already.
It's concise, but it tells them everything they need to know to support your child right off the bat. Helps reduce that anxiety we were talking about.
I bet. But what kind of stuff goes in it? It seems like it could get super long.
You don't want to overwhelm the teacher. Keep it actionable. Bullet points, short paragraphs, things like sensory stuff, any triggers you know of that might lead to, you know, a meltdown. The guide actually says that, meltdown. And then, most importantly, what helps them calm down afterwards? Oh, and also think about things your child loves, activities, anything that really motivates them.
Which goes back to the autistic joy thing.
Exactly. Yeah. The more info the teacher has, the better. They can really hit the ground running.
Like, here are the landmines, and here's how to avoid them.
Exactly.
That's so smart, having that roadmap from day one.
Right. And speaking of roadmaps, the article also does a good job of, like, I don't know, breaking down the school system itself.
Because that can be a whole other beast.
Totally. It's like acronyms galore, SETCO, IEP. It's a lot.
It is. And the article talks about the special educational coordinator, the SECO. For anyone who's new to this, what exactly is that?
So the SECO, think of them as like your point person at the school. You know, they're there to help you navigate everything, advocate for your child. They'll work with you to create the IEP, which, speaking of...
Yeah, let's talk about IEPs for a sec, because the article kind of breezes past it, like
yeah.
We all know what that is.
Right.
But honestly, I've talked to enough parents to know that seeing that acronym for the first time, it can be scary.
Oh, for sure. And there's this myth out there that IEPs are only for kids with, like, really significant challenges. Not true.
So for anyone listening who's like, wait, what is an IEP? Can we break that down?
Absolutely. An IEP is basically a plan, a roadmap, specifically for how your child is going to access their education.
Okay.
It's tailored to their individual needs.
Got it.
And important point, it's legally binding. So it's not just like suggestions.
Right.
It lays out their goals, what support they'll get, how their progress will be measured, all of that.
And it's a team effort, right? Like parents are involved too.
100%. Parents, teachers, specialists, yeah. And of course the student whenever possible.
That makes sense.
And this is where that rights law thing comes in. Remember the article mentioned that?
Yeah.
It's a website, really great resource for understanding your rights as a parent during the whole IEP process.
Love it.
Yeah.
Knowledge is power for sure. So we've talked about advocating in the school system, but what about outside? The article had some interesting stuff about building a support network. Like, they mentioned this device, AngelSense. It's a wearable device for kids with autism.
Right.
For tracking and stuff.
Yeah, it does GPS tracking and two-way communication.
Which is huge, because we were just talking about how some autistic kids are nonverbal.
Right.
Or they have trouble, you know, expressing themselves clearly when they're stressed.
Exactly. So this gives them a way to reach out if they need to, which is so important for safety, but also just like peace of mind.
Totally. For the child and the parents.
Absolutely. It creates that safety net, but it also gives the child more independence.
Which is the goal, right?
Always. And, you know, AngelSense is just one example. There's so much tech out there now. Apps, sensory tools. It's amazing.
It is, but it can also be overwhelming. You know, like, where do you even start?
Right. It's a lot to figure out, which is why I love that the guide emphasizes building a support system, too.
Yeah. You don't have to do it all alone.
Exactly. And it's not just about the tech either. It's about having people.
Village.
Yes. Therapists, support groups, other parents, people who get it.
100%. The guide mentions these, like, tailored support plans, which I wanted to ask you about. What does that actually look like in real life?
So it's different for every family, of course, but it's basically a roadmap that goes beyond the school day, you know?
Okay.
It takes everything into account, therapy, respite care, whatever your family needs to thrive.
It's about connecting all the dots.
Yes. And it's not just about practical stuff either. It's about emotional support.
So
having people who understand what you're going through, that's invaluable.
Couldn't agree more. So we've covered a lot today. Communication styles, IEPs, support systems. It's a lot to digest, but hopefully it's helpful.
I hope so.
One thing that really struck me in the guide was this idea that, you know, individual strategies are great, but it also takes a village.
Right.
Right? Like, it's on all of us, parents, educators, everyone, to create a more inclusive world for these kids.
That's so well said. It's about empathy, acceptance, celebrating those differences.
Exactly, because every child deserves to feel seen, heard, valued for who they are.
Mm-hmm.
It's a journey, for sure. But as we've been saying, the rewards are incredible. To everyone listening, we hope this deep dive helps you feel a little more prepared, a little more supported as we head into this school year. You've got this.